What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. For our monthly Two Rivers Activity Center update, we have track facilities manager Amy Walters joining us. And Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me, Warren.
Of course, thank you again for joining us. We're a little later on in the month, but that doesn't mean anything's changed. We're still going to talk about everything happening at track. And we start with that pool cleaning. I know you guys moved to those fall hours, used the Labor Day holiday to clean and prepare. And it sounds like the pool cleaning is done in a modified schedule right now there.
Correct. Yep. So you're right. After Labor Day, we shift back to our, quote unquote, regular hours. We had the pool closed for a week and went through some pretty significant cleaning, maintenance, those types of things. We're able to open back up, whatever that was, the Tuesday, Wednesday after Labor Day. And with that, though, we do have a few modifications to our pool schedule. Similar to what a lot of organizations are experiencing around the community, we do have some staffing challenges. And so we're just really drawing people's attention that if you're a regular pool user or you intend to come to track to use the pool, please go out to our website. We post all of those changes on our website and our pool schedule is posted there as well. Traditionally, our pool is open from 5:30 to 7 o'clock a.m. and then 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we're closed from 1 until 4. We open back up at 4 for the rest of the day then. Mm-hmm. We're having a little bit of a challenge of that midday shift. And so there are a few days here in the next couple of weeks that we're having to close the pool at 11. And so we're working our best to fill in those pieces. But if you're someone that likes to come at that time or interested, please just give us a call to confirm. We have lots of other opportunities and activities you can participate in, but we do know it's frustrating if you're coming specifically to use the pool and it's not available. Well, so give us a call and we'll help alleviate that frustration.
And to point that out, Amy, I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about the hiring opportunities, the job opportunities, but a lot of those lifeguards are those high school, college students, not always available around that time because of schooling options. So
Right. Yep. And we're, we're working hard, I said, to fill in the gaps and those types of things. So we ask for everyone's patience and grace as we all work through this. And as you mentioned, we are hiring lifeguards. We do have a lifeguard certification class that's coming up, which is October 22nd. We take advantage of that no school day. And so if you or someone you know would be interested in being a lifeguard, and again, you traditionally, yes, lifeguards are the high school college age, but you don't have to be. We have lifeguards of all ages and stages. And so we would be happy to, work with someone that's maybe the non-traditional age that might be interested in being a lifeguard.
Sure. Might be a calling for somebody, right?
Exactly. Yep. If you're a passionate about swimming and enjoy the environment of the pool, hey, we'd love to have you.
That learning center too, of course, still operating and would Correct. Love to have somebody there as well.
Yep. So those are our two areas that we're really working towards staffing. And so in our learning center, we do need some full-time or not full-time, but daytime hours. So, the 8 to 3 o'clock type shift we're looking to fill. And we provide that training for those individuals. You don't have to have specific training, but we're looking for some classroom aides. And then we're also looking for some evening coverage in our adventure space, which is our drop-in childcare. So
Amy Walters, track facilities manager right now on Let's Talk About It with our update here on things happening at the Two Rivers Activity Center. Tennis, this is coming up, the tennis league. I know this is a really popular one, especially when it gets colder. People are looking for more things to do inside and this is a good opportunity.
Right. Yep. So we're working to put some opportunities together as folks are looking, like you said, to transition. And I don't want to talk about it yet. However, we are realists and we know it's coming. So, we have a tennis league that's looking, that will be starting October 19th. So that'll be a 6-week tennis league. Grab a partner. It's a doubles league. Cool. And registration information will be available shortly at the track front desk. You can give us a call to learn more about that as well.
Stay tuned. Of course, we'll get all that information, Facebook, Instagram, website, phone number. Speaking of indoors as well, we've always talked about those group classes as part of the track membership. And we've got a new schedule here too.
We do. Yep. So, you know, again, pretty similar. We're transitioning that fall time of the year. So, and you mentioned, you know, one of the unique features of the membership at Track is that all of our group exercise classes are included in that one fee. So there's no extra cost to participate in our group exercise classes. And our instructors have done a great job of mixing it up. And, you know, we're offering maybe similar classes, but at different times and days of the week to try to provide some variety there. And we do have a couple new classes on our schedule that I just wanted to highlight. And they might not be brand new, but maybe we haven't talked about them a lot, and I think they might be interesting for folk. One is Shift and Lift, which is taught by Justine Brinkner. And it's a class for those individuals that are looking to tone and burn calories. So there's a combination of body weight and some lightweight exercise that's going to give you a total body workout in that functional fitness realm. So all of our classes are really geared and targeted to all fitness levels. So our instructors are great at modifying those exercises, making sure folks are doing them safely. So I encourage folks to check out that class. And then another class we have that's newer is called Gentle Spin. And so we have a lot of cycling classes, a lot of spin classes, but they can maybe be a little bit intimidating for the first time individual. And so Tammy Mouse teaches a class that's called Gentle Spin. And it might be maybe a little bit more comfortable of an entry level class, come in, see what it's about. Or maybe even for someone that's looking for maybe not as intense of a spin class because maybe I worked really hard yesterday and I'm sore or whatever. But all of our group exercise classes, again, are on our website. And I encourage folks to go out. You can look at the schedule. And in addition to the schedule, it also gives you an overview of that class. Awesome. So if you're looking at our schedule and you're trying to figure out, you know, what's the difference between Rise and Shine yoga and, you know, yoga wind down or, you know, yogic breathing? Yeah. So go out and you can visit the website and it's going to give you a description of those. And you know, all of our instructors have a little bit of a different technique as well. And so we really pride ourselves in offering a wide variety of high quality group exercise classes.
And if you've never done it before, encourage them to obviously check that out as well, especially if they have a membership. Amy, let's talk about this BooBash, something people should have on their radars. I know, again, we don't want to look forward too far, but if people are looking for something to do around the Halloween time, you guys are returning this.
We are, yes. So last year we did not host the BooBash, and this year we are looking to bring it back. So Saturday morning, October 30th, this is a family-friendly, active event. So throw your costumes on. Maybe leave the scary masks and weapons at home, throw on some tennis shoes, yeah, and come join us in the gym at Track. It's a free event, but we do ask for participants to bring a contribution for our food pantries. So whether it's a personal hygiene product or a non-perishable food item, whatever it might be, we know that we have needs in our community and trying to create an opportunity to help meet that need and a fun event for families to, sure, you know, have another reason to dress up and be able to have a good time while we're active.
Yeah. Don't just, you know, buy a costume for Halloween and call it good, like as many things as possible.
Wear that thing. Yes. Day after day. We'll give you another opportunity.
There you go. So BooBash on October 30th, mark those calendars. Amy, we always have so much to talk about, but of course, if anybody gets lost or has questions, multiple ways to reach out to Track to ask questions and things like that.
Yes, absolutely. So one that I think maybe gets lost on us because all of the opportunities that are at our fingertips, but give us a phone call. We're, yes, happy to visit with you if you have questions or whatever it might be. Our number up at Track is 701-952-8722. Again, if it's after hours or, you know, you want to just do some research on your own, you can check out our website, which is trackjamestown.com. That's TRACjamestown.com. And then you can also follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, where we give those kind of quick up-to-date notices and promotions of programs coming up.
Check out all of those if you have questions. You can even stop by, you guys, last.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Amy, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Warren.